Ramsey TV.
Hebrews 9:28. Jesus Christ appeared once for the bearing of the sins of many. And I thank God that the terrible thing that happened to the Son of God had to happen only one time. And my broad point this morning is that the one and only time that the Son of God, the Creator of everything, was sacrificed for sin, it happened here on the planet that we call Earth. I'm Martin Zender. This is MZTV. When you read Genesis, it's very important for God to start off this way, created by the Elohim, where the heavens, which is broad and vast, it includes everything that's not on the earth, created by the Elohim, where the heavens and the earth, not earths. Doesn't say created by the Elohim, where the heavens and Jupiter. There's a significance to this third rock from the sun that is almost so obvious in the first verses of Genesis that we miss it. And then we go to Hebrews 9:28, and that indicates for us that this one thing, this thing that happened one time, since we have an extensive record of where and how it happened, the conclusion is almost too simple. But it's also so simple that it's missed, and that is that the earth is the stage. It was created to be a stage on which would be enacted the most monumental events, not only in human history, but in universal history, that is, the crucifixion of God's Son. Jesus Christ, should go without saying, but I tend to say these things that go without saying, is a unique being in all the universe. He is the perfect go-between between God and human beings. But why human beings? What are human beings? Why are we existent? Why? It goes back to the most basic questions people ask. Why am I here? What is my purpose? You are here to eventually have the capacity to fellowship with God and to be the centerpieces of universal rule, because the human race is so specific, so unique, because it is created for suffering. The human body is created first and foremost, the way it's formed, I'm talking about the way it's formed, for suffering. It was created as a vehicle for the Son of God to inhabit so that he could combat the forces of evil in a body that would be so humiliating, so able to be hurt, that the fight would be as, quote, unfair as you could get, so that when Christ rises from the dead victorious, it would not be able to be said that this was an act of human strength, or of any strength, except Spirit, the Spirit of God. God is, and the Spirit of God is the glue that holds the entire creation together. And we are a very, very small part of the creation. When you look at photos from the Hubble telescope, you see how vast creation is. And I've heard many people say, not among us, but even theologians have tended to say this, but certainly astronomers, they say, we think so highly of ourselves. We think we're such a big deal, and yet look, we're just a tiny speck in the entire universe. Ah, but based on the pieces I just put together for you, this tiny speck is significant in that the Word of God reveals that the Son of God came once for the bearing of the sins of many. And we have a record that that's just what he did here on planet Earth. And if it happened only once, then the planet Earth, as tiny of a speck as it is the most significant place in the entire universe because it was here. And here alone, because Christ was sacrificed once, where the showdown between good and evil took place. It had to happen. If you haven't noticed this, God is not into giving us chalkboard drawings. He's not into giving us theories. Everything must be acted out physically. People have to see and feel and hear. I keep saying people. See, I hate when I do this on this particular talk because I'm assuming that people exist. There was a time when there was no people. There was no thing as a human race. You see, it's even difficult for me, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, to go so far up into the big picture to a time when the creation of Adam had the entire universe on tiptoe because no being in the universe had ever seen such a thing as this. What are they used to? I mean, I don't know what it's like up there. But when we get there, we're going to see how primitive and how really terrible and how clunky and awkward this life is and these bodies are. Even the creation of Earth, I think, was looked at by the celestial world when it happened as like, ugh, what is that? What is that? But see, even the foolishness of God is beautiful and wiser than humans. So, to the celestial world in attendance of the creation of the Earth, when God laid the foundations of the Earth, I believe that it was a shock, because none of them had ever seen anything like it. And we'll understand that when we get into the celestial realm. And we'll look back and we'll go, oh my God, how did we survive a day on that place? Let alone a lifetime. But it was a specific stage where the Son of God would come and take a form that none of the celestial beings had ever seen before. And it is the human body. When Adam was formed from the soil, that was embarrassing enough. When the soil came and the water, I'm convinced that this was like, it was like the Nazareth of the universe. This is the way God does it. This is why I'm saying this, because when I say that the earth was the Nazareth of the universe, we know that Jesus Christ was raised in Nazareth. He was born in a dinky little town in what we call the Middle East, called Bethlehem, and he was crucified like below sea level. Did you know that the Sea of Galilee itself is like 200 feet below sea level? The Sea of Galilee is below sea level. Everything God does, he goes to the lowest. He goes to the lowest, the lowest, the lowest. Israel is the smallest nation. The most humble, humiliating place to be crucified would be below sea level. Christ came to the lowest depths of the earth. See, I believe that's literal. I'll put the verse down here. Came to the lowest depths of the earth. So everything's low, 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 low. He's born in a barn when he came. He was born in a barn. So why wouldn't I think then, taking it up to the higher viewpoint, why wouldn't I think that when the earth was created, it was like, what the hell is that? It's the lowest of the lows, and we're going to see that later when we get to our celestial home. And then, upon this earth came a new creation that no one had ever seen before. It's called the human body. And I think, again, when we look back at this, we're going to see just how humiliating it is. But even, as I said, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. These human bodies are so complex, so wonderful, so beautiful to us. But it's relative, isn't it? Because what do we know of beauty? We compare it maybe to a tree or to the sun. I don't know. But to us, it's marvelous, and it is. But what we're looking at in the mirror is the foolishness of God. And I'm convinced that the celestial world saw that as well. So this is embarrassment upon embarrassment. But I contend to you that this all was done, that this low thing, this humiliating rock we call the earth, and the humiliating being that came upon it that God named Adam in the Hebrew, Adam, of course, I think that it was, these things were both done looking forward to the crucifixion of a being so powerful, so high, at the right hand of God, namely our Lord Jesus Christ. It looked forward to this epic being coming and dealing with sin, dealing with everything that's askew, everything that's wrong in the universe. Everything is purposely made wrong in the universe, purposely askew, purposely bent, purposely broken, so that God could demonstrate his power and his glory and his goodness, because first and foremost, he created not only us, but I believe the entire universe and the inhabitants thereof to be creatures dependent upon contrast for revelation. That's what I'm convinced of, that because we have all these contrasts in the scripture that we take for granted: light, darkness, day, night, death, life, sin, salvation, all these contrasts. And I think that this is the case for the celestial world as well. So now the earth was created as a stage for the combat. Talking about mortal combat, God wanted to demonstrate on a universal stage the power of spirit, his power over strength. Because even before the earth was formed, I believe there were power struggles among the celestials. We know that there are evil spirits, forces of wickedness among the celestials. We know that from Ephesians chapter 6. And so, even before there was an earth, or before there was a race called the human race, before there was a thing as a human body, there was combat. There was good and evil. And God had to shut up all creation as to the superiority of good over evil. Aren't you glad God is good? I am. Aren't you glad he is love? I am. But for creatures created to depend on contrast, he has to demonstrate that. He's into tactile stuff, man. Not into theories. No. It's got to be seen. It's got to be felt. And so we created this piece of crap, relatively, called the earth. I mean, we look, it's a wonderful thing, but you see what I mean. It's the Nazareth of the Milky Way. Not the Milky Way. It's the Nazareth of the universe. And so the human body came. This is a shocking revelation. The human body was formed to become a vehicle in which the Son of God could descend, could come, in order to be hurt, in order to be broken, in order to be destroyed by the power of evil, but then raised by the power of God. We have two arms and two hands, so that the hands of the Son of God could be nailed to a cross. Mm-hmm. feet. This body is created to be wounded. Why? Looking forward to the crucifixion of Christ. In Hebrews 10:5, the concordant version says, a body do you adapt to me, to me. The body that rose from the soil, speaking of Adam, was adapted to Christ. You see, it was made so that the Son of God could take a weak form, a weird form, a strange form. We're going to look back and see how strange this body is. What the hell is that? That's what the celestial world must have said, standing on tiptoe, agape. What is going on down there in this little thing you created called Earth? What's going on down there? You'll see. God could have said, I'm creating a vehicle in which my Son could go into and be hurt. Must be vulnerable. Must be naked. Demonstration must be made of the superiority of good over evil. And I'm going to set him at every disadvantage. I'm going to send him to the crappiest rock in the universe. I'm going to put him in the most humiliating form in the universe. I'm going to set him in the lowest part of the crappiest rock below sea level in the universe. And I'm going to subject him to the worst manner of death contrived by this new race of beings called the human race. Every single disadvantage. And again, this is reflected during his life as well. Born in Bethlehem, in a stable, raised in Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? There you go. Can anything good come out of Earth? There you go. The best things come out of this. And we see this in nature also. The caterpillar going into the cocoon, a dark place. The pearl and the oyster. We see it everywhere. The lowest becoming the highest. But this is why you're here, because not only was the body adapted to Christ, looking forward to him, but now you also have this body. This is humiliating, but it's also amazing, because God also wanted others. See, he could have just put Christ there. He could have just started, instead of Adam, raised Jesus Christ. The first man is Jesus Christ. Why not put him out there first and then have him suffer and, okay, have him die, drowned, have a tree fall on him, whatever. And then the whole thing is properly demonstrated, and the celestial world goes, okay, well, you raised him from the dead. We've never seen anything so humiliating. You've made your point. But no, what does God do instead? He brings us into the same humiliating form that was made for his Son. This body was made for his Son. We are privileged to take this humiliation. We are privileged to take this thing that can be hurt and discouraged and broken. Because by this means we partake of his suffering. He didn't have to do that, but he did, because he wants fellow members. He wants fellow sufferers. He wants to raise us like he did with Christ. Didn't have to do it. Didn't have to do it. But he did it for your sake. And so when you look at Christ and you look at his exaltation, you're looking at your exaltation in the future. But in the meantime, I want you to see the big picture, that all of this, the creation of Earth as the singular place where the Son of God came to suffer and die for a universal demonstration. We came onto that same place. It's a marvel. I'm telling you, the celestials have never seen anything like it when it came into being. They're like, what? And like, we're here, we're in it. And our body was adapted to Christ. This is why you have a body. And the celestials said, thank God we're not down there. Thank God he didn't put us. Honestly, that's what they thought. Well, thank God that we're not going into that body. But what they didn't know, what they don't know is, except they probably know it now, is the spiritual principle is the lowest become the highest. And so by virtue of our humiliation in these bodies that were adapted primarily for the Son of God, when we are raised, then we will be higher than the angels, higher than all the powers of the heavens, save for God and Christ. Why? Because they never tasted death. They never became this embarrassed. They were never put into a vehicle this able to be crushed and snapped and gouged and bled. They never did. They never did, and they never tasted death. They never walked in the lowest places of the lowest place we have. And God is doing this for you, not to you.